This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Chris Witz with you. Do you know that God is our guide? Let me talk for a moment about sheep. Sheep are a particularly timid animal, not necessarily known for their intelligence. And I wouldn't go so far as to say they're stupid, but they don't know where to go. They really don't know what's the best for them, and they'd wander off. I read about an entire flock of sheep that stumble absent-mindedly into a ravine, stacking one on top of the other, eventually smothering themselves to death. So sheep need a shepherd. And isn't it interesting that in the Bible, God likens his people to sheep? For example, you can see that in Psalm 100, verse 3. It's not very flattering, I guess, but it's also true. We do not always know what's best for us. And left to our own wisdom, we can get ourselves into trouble. So we need a shepherd, someone who'll know what we need. And that's the point sometimes where Christians drop out of the game. They believe that God has a plan for their lives. They may agree that this plan includes each day, but they're not convinced that that God can communicate that plan to them. They might have sort of been stumbling along in the dark for a long time. So finding God's will, and what I want to speak about today and tomorrow, is the fact that God, in fact, does have a plan for our lives. God's plan for your life and mine is far too important to take a dim view of this. It's not really that God wants to make things difficult for us. He wants to show us his will, and he wants to take us by the hand day by day. And if we haven't discovered what it is that God really plans for us, it's not necessarily his fault. It could be ours. It could be hidden. We haven't found it yet. But it's the divine shepherd, God our Father the shepherd, that we need to follow, and there's nothing mysterious about that. The Apostle Paul, he wrote to the Ephesian Christians and he said, look, don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. That's in Ephesians 5:17. So don't be foolish, don't be ignorant, don't be stupid. We can understand what God's will is. And I think the 23rd Psalm is a tremendous example for us. Here it is, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures and leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul, and he guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That's a beautiful psalm, and if you haven't read it lately, why not get your Bible and find it in Psalm 23. And in that psalm, which we can take seriously, it talks about the shepherd's direction, because he leads me beside the quiet waters, or the waters of rest. And I think you don't need me to tell you that the hillsides of life can be rocky and treacherous, barren. But the shepherd knows where to find those resting places, you know, beside the cool brooks where we can count on him to lead us, beside those areas that we need that, and from time to time we all need that. The shepherd, of course, in ancient times had a great reputation for being trustworthy, for being dependable. He would not lead his sheep down a wrong path where a pack of wolves was waiting to kill them. He did his job, he had a good reputation. And God's reputation is impeccable. God has a great reputation for guiding his people, so he's not going to ruin that. So we can count on the willingness of God to be there. We could be assured then that it says in Matthew, if you, though you're evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So we have a right there to expect the gift of God's guidance. God is dependable. He's trustworthy. So God answers prayer. Paul, who I mentioned before, had a great idea of prayer, and he used to say that we can be assured that we can know God's will. So we can pray that prayer in Psalm 31, you are my rock, my fortress, therefore for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. And that's a great statement, write it down, Psalm 31, verse 3. That could be your prayer for today. Well, Father God, there are times when we need to be picked up, we feel the world gets a bit rough. And sometimes life does get rough. We need someone who cares. We know that the shepherd, God, is there. So I pray you'll take us. Help us to stand up on our feet. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.